Good morning, everyone. I am your hostess today, Resilient Rosanna. Welcome to Declare Victory. Good morning, Joanne, is it? Joanne Hart?
Yes.
The new caller, welcome. Do we happen to have any other first-time callers? If so, would you like to say good morning, who you are? Okay, the events are as follows. Today is Tell It Tuesday. Share Christ with someone. Tell him how good God is. Remember, we are his hands and his feet, and we want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Tonight is TNT Bible Study from 6 to 7 Pacific Time. Study the Word with Pastor Lavelle Jones. You will surely be blessed. The online repair requests are as follows. Valerie Taylor is requesting prayer for Gino. Please pray for Gino. He is a child that is battling an infection that has recently caused him to be taken off of the heart transplant list, praying that the infection no longer exists in his body and that he is placed back on the heart transplant list. The other prayer request is from Dan Mills Jr. He is asking prayer for himself and his family. Today is the last day at the motel. We've got to be out today. Also thanking God for putting his friends, Jose, in their life. He helped us with yesterday. Pray for the Terrence Motel. The lineup for the call is Scriptures by Tanya, Declaration by Patricia Caldwell, prayer is by Andrew, followed by Imani, Beverly, and the closer is Valerie. Once more, Scripture, Tanya, Declaration, Patricia, prayer, Andrew, Imani, Beverly, and Valerie. If you have not done so, I'm going to pause for a moment and ask you to please put your calls on mute. You can do that by pressing the *6 or the standard mute feature on your phone, or better yet, do both.
Rosanna, I'm sorry to interrupt you, hon. I just got a message that Valerie can't pray as a closer. This is Carol, and I'll take it on.
Okay.
So it won't be there. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I thank you for putting your calls on mute as we are recording the calls, and we do not wish that the to the person who's calling, please put the call on mute. As the call is being recorded, and we would like for the person who's speaking to not have to say, somebody needs to put their call on mute. We'd like to have a clear feedback when the person needs to call in and listen to the call if they would like to do so. And at this time, I'm going to pass the call over to Tanya Porter. Everyone, have a safe day. It is supposed to storm out there, so stay dry. Stay. Make sure that, you know, the streets are going to be wet with the oil. So I will talk to everyone again at the top of the hour. Have a blessed day.
Good morning, everyone. Today's word is being brought to you by the book of Psalm, chapter 100, and I'll be reading it in its entirety. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth doeth unto all generations. May God add a blessing to his already blessed word, as I pass the call.
Good morning, everybody. I'd just like to start off by thanking everyone who has been a part of the lineup this morning, and Susie for greeting us, and Rosanna for hosting us, and Tanya for reading the scripture. And I just ask that you would please bear with me. I'm really nervous. I don't know why, but I'm really nervous, so I just ask that you be with me. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. And I'm going to start off by praying. Father God, I just come to you this morning, and I ask that you would be with each one of us, Father God. I ask that you would be with this declaration that you've given to me to share, Lord God, and I ask that you would just bless someone that's listening on the line, if not all, but at least one person. In Jesus' name, amen. So I felt like God was prompting me to share my faith walk that I've been on, and I hope that someone's blessed by it. If I had to title the declaration, I would probably title it Hearing God Through Difficult Times. God's taken me through some stages during this journey, and I'm going to touch a little bit on each one of them. And he gave me a message. I went through some doubt, but he gave me confirmation. He stripped me through during this time, the diversions that I had to endure, sacrifices that I made, and then the final stages that I am in right now. God, the message was that God gave me several messages, and he used others to give the messages to me as well. The first message that God gave to me was that he was going to use me in ministry using my voice and going throughout the nations to minister to others. In 2009, I was in several singing contests, and I won first place, and boy, was I surprised. There were several managers, producers, and a radio station who continued to ask for me to give them my CD so that they could promote it for me. And I didn't have a CD because I was merely doing it for fun and to build some much-needed confidence in myself. Every time I went out to sing somewhere, I continued to have people request a CD, and I had to tell them that there was no CD. And I kind of felt like God was prompting me at that time to begin searching for someone to help produce a CD for me. And I told him I would do the CD as long as he provided every dime that needed to take place, because I couldn't take any monies out of my regular finances. Well, 2 weeks later, a friend of mine who I had lost contact with called me out of the clear blue and asked me what was going on, and I shared little details with her that would have gone on with me. And before I knew it, she had sent me the entirety for this CD to be mixed and mastered. I was excited but yet nervous going through that process. During this time, God whispered a scripture to me, and it was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and we all know that. But I'll go ahead and just tell you what the scripture is. And God tells me that I needed to trust in him with all my heart and not to lean into my own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge me, and he will direct my path. He continued to remind me to seek him and to stay close to him during this time. It was going to require me to hear from him for instructions throughout this time. The second message that he gave me was in January of 2012. And I was going to Los Angeles, and Monique and I were praying before I left. She told me to really listen because God had something that he wanted to share with me. So I listened to him while I was there. And there was a lot of chaos going on during that time. So it was a little difficult. I was moving my daughter from San Jose to Los Angeles, and it was just me that was going to do this. So I went on through the process, and when I came back from Los Angeles, Monique called me, and she asked me, what did God tell me? And I told her some of the things that he had shared with me, and I was really excited, and she said, nope, Patty, you got to go back to the Lord and ask him, because that's not what he was going to share with you. So I got off the phone, and I was doing my homework at that time because I was going to finish my last part of my schooling. And I went back and I asked him, Lord, what is it that you wanted to tell me? Because I missed it somewhere. And so God clearly said to me that he was going to move me to L.A. and I was going to be doing music full time. And I kind of said to myself, well, I kind of heard that when I was going while I was there, but I pushed it to the side because I couldn't imagine that he was going to move me from Los Angeles, I mean, from San Jose to Los Angeles. And whatever he needed to do, why couldn't I just commute back and forth? So God repeated it again. No, I need you to get your things. I need you to get your things in order because you're going to be moving to L.A. Well, a little bit of fear, a little bit of doubt kind of came across my mind for a second because I couldn't imagine living there really by myself since I have always lived with either my husband or my kids. And so Monique called me back and she said, so what did God say? And so I told her what the message was and she said, that's the message. But I didn't want to share that message with you because that means that you're going to be leaving. And after each one of the different stages that God took me to, he always brought me back to scriptures for me to hold on to, promises that he told me. And the second verse that he gave me was Isaiah 46, 10 through 12. And it says, from the beginning I revealed the end. From long ago I told you things that had not yet happened, saying my plan will stand and I'll do everything I intended to do. I will call a bird of prey from the east. I will call someone for my plan from a faraway land. I have spoken and I will bring it about. I have planned it and I will do it. And so I said, okay, Lord, I guess it's just you and I on this journey and I will go from there. Little did I know that there was going to be some doubt thrown in there because, you know, Satan always tries to throw things in there to really throw you for a loop. And so I went through the process of thinking that I wasn't good enough. And I even believed that for a minute. I believed some of these things for a minute. And the biggest one was I was way too old to be trying to enter into the world of music. And God said, this doesn't have anything to do with you. I'm going to walk you through this. And what I've spoken to you is going to come to pass if you just allow me to take you through this, not you take yourself through it. God was good because during that time, he remained consistent, but he also continued to reassure me who he was and what his capabilities were, that they were so unlimited that no one could stop him. Eventually, the doubt began to dissipate, and I started to listen to my own self as far as singing was concerned. So that built up some faith. That built up some, okay, maybe I can do this with the Lord walking me through it. And it was kind of like Moses, who also felt that he was unqualified to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. He had doubt just like I had. In Exodus 4:15, Moses tells God that he can't speak. And God tells him that he can speak as long as the Lord is the one that gives him the words to do. The scripture says, the scripture says in Exodus that he would put the words in his mouth. And that he would teach what needed to be taught to him. God reassured Moses like he reassured me that if he stops to hear him, direct him through the difficult times, Moses will be able to do anything. He put confirmation in my heart. And what he said was, I'm going to confirm some things again with you, because I need you to get back on the path because you kind of gone through jumping off and jumping on, and I need you to grab a hold of the things that I'm sharing with you. So God gave me several confirmations, but one that comes to mind was I went to hear Tim Story speak, and I don't know if you've heard Tim speak before, but he's a dynamite speaker. And I took my two older kids with me to hear him speak. And here I was thinking that the Lord was going to be speaking to them, but he literally came down and spoke to me. And so as Tim was speaking, the name of his topic that he was doing was Dreams Do Come True. And I had shared with my kids that, again, that I kind of felt old going into singing professionally. But we went in and we sat down, and as Tim spoke, began his message, he stopped in the middle of it and he said that he needed to deliver a message that God had given to him. And so I go to a church where there's about 15,000, maybe 18,000 people that go there. And so there's a balcony, and he began to tell people, if you're up in the balcony, I'm sorry, the message isn't for you right now. And on the right and the left, he spoke the same thing to them. The message is for somebody on the main floor, and that individual is sitting in the middle. And so as he came back to where I was, he pointed at me and said, I need you to stand up because I have a message from the Lord to you. So I stood up, shaking, because I had just literally gone through the Lord healing me from fear. So I was a little nervous to get up and hear what he was going to say. And he said to me, God wants you to know that you are not too old to complete the promises that he's given to you. And my son hit my leg as to say, Mom, see what we told you. And he also went on to tell me that God is going to elevate you to something that you can't even imagine. And when he does it, absolutely no one can stop him. So move forward as I smooth the paths out for you. And in Isaiah 43:18, God gave me this scripture. And these were scriptures that I wrote down and I began to post all over my mirror, the bathrooms. I had it inside of my car. And I began to speak the word into my own life that God, every time he gave me these scriptures, I read these scriptures, sometimes daily. And the scripture was, forget what happened in the past and do not dwell on events from long ago. I'm going to do something new, and it's already happening. Don't you recognize it? I will clear a way in the desert, and I will make rivers on the dry land. So I said, okay, Lord, I hear you, and I'm going to trust you through this walk and through this journey. So my next process was stripping. He began to strip different things from me, and I had to learn to endure that stripping. He began to take things from me, remove people out of my life, started to give me instructions on me getting rid of the things out of my house. I literally, I went through a process of giving people that he, you know, the names of people he gave to me, to give my furniture away that I had just purchased probably a couple months prior. He told me that I needed to go through my clothing and weed it out because I needed to be traveling light when this took place. And never during this time did he ever give me a time that he was going to move me. My finances were literally $50 a month, if even. I couldn't even imagine how anything was going to take place. My car broke down, and at that time, I was not able to replace my car, and I'd never been without a car. My kids were going in different directions. The oldest one was moving to her own place, and I had moved Ashley to Los Angeles already, and little did I know that my son was also going to be residing somewhere else for a long while, really, and even removed a relationship that I had had for many, many years. Talk about feeling raw all over. I felt like if someone put their finger on me, there could possibly be blood that squirted out. But through all this, I tried to find the Lord, and the only thing that could get me to the place where I could continue to hear what he had for me I had to try to find some type of peace during this time because I went through some pain. It was painful. Going through this faith walk hasn't been an easy journey, but as I found the peace and I would go to the Lord and ask him to please calm my heart, it didn't happen right away because I didn't allow it to happen right away. But one of the stories that he gave to me during this time, and this was throughout the time, was the story of Job, how Job had everything he could possibly think of. I think he was a really rich man, wealthy man, and he had to give it all up. God began to strip him also. And during that time, there were some times that I'm sure he wondered, what is going on here, Lord? Am I in a place that I'm supposed to be in? Because I asked that. And it's been 3 years of this specific part of the journey, and I've asked that up until maybe a couple months ago. Are you sure you want me to be here, Lord? Well, he took me through the diversion. And diversion is a device of the devil trying to distract you from what God has for you in your life. And my diversions for a very long time were my mom and my brothers. They came against me. I was accused of everything under the sun. I was called out of my name on a daily basis, cussed out. And poor old me took it personal. And once you take something personal, that means that you, for myself at least, I had taken back this and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. I'd go to the Lord and give the problem to him, and then my brother would call me out of my name, and before you knew it, I'd fall apart a little bit. As he walked me through this time, it was painful. And I can't tell you, I won't tell you, that I took it and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to give this to you. I said that so many times, but I didn't really know how to give it to him. I mean, I thought that I had given it to him many times. And I will tell you that being on this call taught me how to choose to walk with the Lord, literally, seriously, to give it all up, whether they're calling me out of my name, whether I'm being disrespected, didn't matter. The Lord said, you've got to look above it, regardless to what is said to you. And don't fall into the area of arguing, because I was arguing back to defend myself, that I thought I had to defend my own self. It lasted a long time because of me. My journey in the diversion was for a long time. And Tanya and Dion spoke into my life. And each time I'd hear both of them say, Patty, you have to make a choice of whether you're going to give this to the Lord seriously and leave it there, or you're going to do it on your own. God began to tell me the same thing. So he confirmed that for me during this time. During that, also, Satan had his plan was to basically break me through this time, because there were times I heard him say, where's your God now? Oh, really, God's in this? He walked away from you. He's not there. Do you hear him? And I went to God, and I was kind of upset about the fact that I had to go through a stage with my own family who didn't want me to be here at this house. And I couldn't understand that. I hadn't done anything to them. But my offense was the fact that I knew the Lord, and they didn't. They didn't have that relationship with the Lord. And I felt stuck during that time. God asked every single time, Patty, are you going to trust me through this, or are you going to do it on your own? Eventually, I did surrender, and I did choose to give it to the Lord and literally leave it at his feet. I casted all my cares to him in this, because that's what his word says in 1 Peter 5:7. God also reminded me that until I humble your enemies, making them your footstool under your feet. That's in Luke 20:43. He continued to tell me in 1 Peter 4:12, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you which comes upon you for your testing, as though something strange is happening to me." So God was telling me, "Patty, don't be surprised that these fiery ordeals are coming at you. You're walking with me. You gave your life to me. You said yes to me. And so it's not a surprise." And so there was a sacrifice in all of this, because I had some things take place with my CD. I had a couple of record labels who were interested in me. Literally, one of the requirements was for me to move to Los Angeles. Well, my mom became ill, and I had to take care of her shortly after I moved in. And I went through some complaining, because sacrifice means giving up of myself with no complaint. So I can't tell you that I went through this journey without complaining, because that would be a lie. I complained, and I would tell the Lord, "Lord, I'm not complaining to you. I'm just voicing myself to you. I'm being real with you. This is, you know, a real thing." But I learned through this process to give it to the Lord and leave it there and not to touch it. And yes, it took me some time to get that, but I got it. And in spite of the fact that I had to endure the pain and suffering daily, I still took care of my mom full time with no help at all. I placed my life on hold until God releases me, because I'm still there. And then my last scripture for this was that he gave me 1 Peter 2:20 to hold on to. And I'm not going to read that scripture, but if you'd like to look it up, you can, and I can repeat the scripture again to you. That was in 1 Peter 2:20. And my last stage that he has me in right now is I'm entering into release. And God began, he hasn't released me yet, but I'm in the preparation stage. And this stage has been very detrimental to me. I've been resting in God's peace. And being in his peace allows me to be able to hear his voice and the instructions that he has for me. The preparation stages, I know we've heard Dion use that, I think it's the 3 P's, maybe the 4. But preparation is one of them. And its stages so far have been for me to get my personal things in order, to get my mom's things in order, and the different instructions of leaving people that he told me to leave, to close doors to. And yes, it's been a difficult time. But when I remain in God's peace, it's so much easier to hear him speak to me during that time. And I try to stay in my word. I have quiet time with him, talking to him consistently. Just kind of sitting at his feet, waiting for the next step for me to take. And so I ask you, I'm going to be closing and passing the call on, but I challenge you at this time to ask God how you can hear him through the difficult times as I pass the call on. Thank you.
All holy and all wise God, as we bow before your power, as we bow before your love, as we bow before your thanksgiving nature, Father God, as we bow before your presence, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you are to us. You're our everything. You're our sustenance. You're our protection. You're our long-suffering Savior. We thank you. We thank you for the time that we can spend with you, when we can come before the throne of grace of the King of Glory and know that he hears us. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you that no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, we can approach the throne, Father, and we can hear the still small voice of your spirit speaking to our spirit, because you are spirit, and those that would worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, we thank you for your caring hand around us all last night, Father, while we slept. We thank you for our daily bread yesterday, Father, and we thank you for our daily bread today, because you care for us, Father, as you care for the sparrows that fly 1 minute and fall the next, Father. Your eye is on them, your eye is on us, and we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the family that you have gifted us with, Father. We thank you for the time that we can spend with them. But, Father, we all know that at this season of the year, there is pain in many because of their family situations. All families are not close, Father. All families are not loving. And, Father, we just ask you, in your wisdom, Father, in your mercy, to bestow peace, that deep, settled peace on your children, Father, who struggle at this time of the year, Father, with pain. We thank you for protecting their spirits and their mindset, Father. We thank you for caring enough about them, Father, to wrap your arms around them, Father, and walk beside them during this time, and giving them a new song to sing, Father, that they may praise you even through this. Father God, we thank you for your traveling grace and mercy as we go to school, as we go to work, as we go to serve, as we go to witness. We thank you. We thank you for the scriptures that you place in our remembrance, Father, and the ones that we glean from newly seeking your face, Father, that they may have an impact on us, Father, in the setting and the lighting of this sun. Father God, we thank you for the opportunities that we have to witness of your glory today. Those people that we can help, Father, those people that we can convince that going another way is best, those that we can alert to your presence, who have said in their heart that there is no God. Father God, those that we can help just to remember that there is hope in you. For we shall yet praise you, who is the help of our countenance and our God. Oh, please, Father, don't let this day go by where we have wasted opportunities to be good and ready witnesses for you. Help us to understand, Father, that our time is not long. Help us to realize, Father, that we are but men. Help us, Father, to realize that we are soldiers here taking back the land for you, Father, in your kingdom. Give us the wisdom, Father. Give us the impetus, Father. Give us the strength to do what must be done. Help us, Father, to never make it about ourselves, Father, but help us to keep in focus and perspective that all we do is for you. All we say should be for you, and everything that we think should reflect beautifully on you, Father, that we not grieve the Holy Spirit. Meet us, Father, when we come to you on our knees. Let your presence overwhelm us in the room where we are, Father, when we shut the door on our prayer closet. Help us, Father, to be ever mindful of our place in the world regarding you. Help us to be better, Father. Help us to be wiser. Help us to be stronger. Bless us, Father. Bless us as we continue through the day, Father. And when we come to the evening, Father, help us to seek your face on our knees one more time, Father, thanking you for the day that you brought us through. Strengthen us and keep us, Father, and see us through. In Christ's name we pray, as I pass the call along.
Thanksgiving and prayer. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Dear Heavenly, as I come before you, just asking you for thanksgiving, thanking you for all that you do, thanking you for waking us up this morning, Heavenly Father. Thank you for bringing us back together once again, Heavenly Father, under one roof, Heavenly Father. Blessing each and every family, Father, that you continue to guide us and bless us as we come and as we go, Father. As we're on the roads today, Father, I ask you for your shield of protection for each and every one of our families, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the rain that you have given us in the last few weeks, Father. God knows that we need more, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless us with the rain so it can shatter amongst your earth, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I just continue to ask you to bless our marriages, Father. Lift up each and every marriage, Father, on the line and abroad, Heavenly Father. I ask you to bless our families, Father. All of our families, our blended families and our extended families, Heavenly Father. As we come together this holiday, Father, I pray for peace and understanding and love when we come together for Thanksgiving, Heavenly Father. Father, I ask you to look after our children, Father. Continue to guide them as they come and they're going. Continue to bless their feet wherever they shed, Heavenly Father, wherever their feet tread, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I ask you to continue to bless our co-workers, Father. Look after them, Heavenly Father. Let us love them in spite of, Heavenly Father. Let us love the lovable ones and the unlovable ones, Heavenly Father. Father, look after our neighbors, Father. Let's continue to be the Jesus that they don't know, that we can continue to shine a light, that they know that there's something different about us as a neighbor, Father. Let us continue to love our enemies, Heavenly Father. God bless our haters, Heavenly Father. Let them keep us on our toes and keep us strong and doing your will, Heavenly Father, because sometimes we can get complacent, but our haters can keep us motivated, Father. Father, I ask you for all the desires of my heart, Father, and each and every family on this line. You just continue to bless the Declare Victory family, that it continues to be a well-oiled machine, Father, and that we continue to do your will and edify those who are seeking you, Father. Oh, Father, how much I love and appreciate you, all that you do, Heavenly Father. Continue to look after my family, Heavenly Father. Look after the military families, Heavenly Father. Oh, continue to bless them, Father. Put the blood of Jesus around them that the devil can't cross, Father. Oh, how much we appreciate you, Father, even when we don't appreciate and love ourselves, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, as you continue to bless Dion with in her family's time of need, Heavenly Father. Lift her up and keep her head up, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, for all of your mercy and your grace. Look after her boys, Father. Coming and going, Heavenly Father. Keep her spirits up, lifted up, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you do. I ask for those who don't have shelter, Father. Continue to provide, Father. Let no need go unwanted, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless and guide, Heavenly Father, that I know that you can. For those it might look bleak, but Father, I know you can come in the midnight hour and present miracles, Father, because I know that's what you can do. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're going to do and all that you have done, whether it looks good to us or bad, Father. You make no mistakes, Heavenly Father. Continue to lift us up, Father. Continue to allow that light to shine on us, Father. Oh, Jesus, how much I love and appreciate you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I just lift you up and ask you one more thing for all the surgeries that are going to be performed today, that you put your covenant over, Father. You let them know who is in charge, Father. Put your guiding hand over the surgeon's hands, Father, the techs and the nurses and the EBS workers, Heavenly Father. Lift them up, Father. Lift them up. Release all the anxiety for the patients who are going under the knife. In Jesus' name as I pray, as I pass the call. Amen.
Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, good morning. Thank you for everyone who has come before me and who will follow me. Bless them all, Lord, for their commitments to serve and the sacrifices made this morning. Bless everyone on this call. Keep, protect, consecrate each of them and their families. Thank you for the season of thanks, the season of honoring you, Lord, the season of restoration to families, the changing of times. Thank you for loving us in spite of our flaws. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Fill us with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you. I lift up our government, our president and his family, legislators, mayors, and council members. I pray that the whole body be knit and joined together and that every part does its share, causing growth to the body. As each one has received a gift, let him minister it, looking out for the interest of others. Let all love one another with a pure heart so that we do not lose the things we've worked for. Let us become serious and watchful in our prayers. We are molded, each one of us, in the image of God, and within our souls there is a fingerprint no one can erase. We pray for those who have no regard for anyone but self, who put no value on human life, for nations and individuals who abuse and kill. We are not called to be judge or jury, but we are called to be agents of change. Let the butterfly that flaps its wings should be our attitude to others, and so be it, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray and confess that the Spirit of the Lord is resting upon our pastors, the Spirit of counsel and might, wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord rest upon them. I pray, Lord, that you continue to anoint and qualify them to preach the good news to everyone. Send them, Lord, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physically and spiritually captive, to open the prisons and the eyes of those who are blinded according to your word. I pray and agree with our pastors that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be shown in to be wrong, and again, according to your word. I ask you, Lord, to give our pastors encouragement, faithfulness, and integrity when it comes to the ministry. Help them, Lord, to hold fast to the form of sound words and be able to commit these leadership principles and truths to the people, your people. We come to you proclaiming that you are all-powerful and all-loving. You are our tower of strength. You are our ever-present help in times of trouble. We come to you with thankful hearts for all the blessings you have given our country. Our hearts are also filled with thankfulness to those who serve our country in the armed forces. Their love for our country and for our people is inspiring. Father, we are reminded that our soldiers fight many personal battles, and we ask that today you would intervene in their lives to help each one individually. Lord, we know that there are times when each one of our troops suffers from loneliness, homesickness, exhaustion, sadness, fear, extreme weather conditions, personal physical conditions, and other difficulties. We ask that every need would be ministered to each day. This day, we ask that you would come to each one and ease their personal challenges and give each one a renewed hope and cheer. We ask that you refresh each one this day and in the days to come in every way. Isaiah Ramirez, Tamara Hope, Lardell Mario Oliver, Devin Cook Oliver, Jana Striplin, Angelica Renee Ramos, Zachariah Stewart, Tristan Hutchinson, Jervias Jeffrey, Joshua Cheney, Jagon Jones, and all those who are being deployed to serve. Cover them, Lord, cover them. Cover them in the name of Jesus. To a world that searches, you are the lamp that shines. To a world that is hungry, you are food that sustains. To a world that suffers, you are hope of peace. to a world that's broken. You are one who restores to a world full of hate. You are love that forgives to a world that denies. You are truth that endures. To you, God, we bring our thanks and praise as I pass the call.
Gracious Father, we bless your holy name this morning. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in our lives, O God. Lord, we may not understand all the plans that you have for our life individually, but we thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you have yet to do in our lives, O God. Lord, thank you for allowing us to dwell in your secret place, the place, Lord God, where your mercy and grace abides. We thank you, Lord, for extending your hand of protection over each and every one of our lives, Lord. We're thankful, Lord. We praise you and we thank you. I ask, God, that you would allow and loose your mighty warring angels to expose and destroy any possible dangers against your people in the name of Jesus. For the word of God declares that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. And God, we believe that. Lord God, we thank you for sound and saved minds. I rebuke and bind the spirit of depression, confusion, and mental illness in the name of Jesus, God. And I just ask that you would just heal in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of those on this TV call. And I ask, God, that you would keep each and every one of us whole and complete, Lord God, as I know that you are capable. As children of the Most High God, Lord, we enforce triumphant victory in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for the peace that surpasses all understandings. We thank you, God, for taking us out of darkness and bringing us into your gracious and most precious, marvelous light, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Jesus, for your ever-presence, Lord. For God, you are always in our presence. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for so much. We thank you, Father God, for the provisions that you constantly provide for us on a daily basis, God. We thank you. We thank you, God, because it's not something that just anybody can do, God. We realize and know that the things that we get are from you. And God, for that, we praise you and we adore you. Thank you, Lord God, for being the creator of all good things. Thank you, Lord God, for the perfect love that you have given us and the fact that you have casted out all fear. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, God, for you are the God that heals. And Lord, we praise you because we know that you can heal. I ask for each and every person that is going through surgery, God, that you would just have the physicians just be led by the Lord. Lord, we place all of our cares and concerns upon you because we know that you are the one who can take care of that. We know that you are our comforter. We thank you, Lord, that our sins are forgiven, God. We thank you, Lord, for our new life. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for the love. Lord, we have so much to thank you for. And during this time around Thanksgiving, we could just think on all the great things, God, that you have done for us. We thank you for breathing your Holy Spirit upon our lives to allow us to function and go about doing the things that you allow us to do, God. We thank you for hearing our cries and our prayers, Lord. We praise you for meeting our every need. And Lord God, we surrender. We lift up our hands, our hearts, our souls, Lord, and we give our all to you. We worship you, God, and we adore you. And as we take our phones off mute, we thank God for protecting our children. We thank you, God, for placing a shield upon our life, God. We thank you, Lord, for you are our God. And we know, God, that your manifested power and glory is great, God. We know that it can move mountains, God. We know that the faith that you give us, oh God, can touch our lives and change our lives. We thank you, God, for strength that you give us, God, because there is no strength like strength of you. We thank you, Lord, for being our everything. For God, you are the Lamb of God. You are the light of the world. You are the Messiah. You are the strong tower. You are the upholder of all things, God. God, we thank you. You are the great Redeemer, God. You are the Prince of Peace. And Lord God, you are the consuming fire. We thank you, God. We thank you so much. We thank you for all the things that you do, Lord God. We thank you
as we continue to grow and study our word, God, that you would give us characteristics and attributes to come of heart of who you are. We thank you, Lord, for trusting you. We ask that you would keep us humble before you, God, and give us all humility and of our heart. We thank you for great and happy righteousness. We thank you for the trials of the Lord, because we know that the only way that we will learn. I bind and rebuke unrighteousness, self-centeredness, God, pride and bitterness, and rage. In the name of Jesus, God, I command in front of you, and we know that I speak them in front of you. I speak into the lives of those that are the sound of my voice on this declare victory call, Lord God. I ask that you would continue to feel that I have the joy of salvation, God. Lord, give us your ways, your loving kindness, and your generosity. We thank you, Lord, for your precious anointing. And thank you, Lord, for the freedom to praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to go through changes to praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our God is an awesome God. Lord, you reign with dominion, power, and authority. And we have to go to God. And we thank you for the authority that you've given us. Thank you, God, for the authority that you've given us. Lord, the power. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we read your word every day. We keep us strong. And Lord, Psalm 84:11 declares, for the Lord is sun and the shield. You will give us glory and blessing and everything you have. We thank you, Lord, because we walk about it. Lord, we trust in all that you have in our home.
Thank you.
And we have to thank you, Lord. You are worthy of your praise. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps. We thank you, Lord, that we are victorious and more than conquerors. We thank you for being the joy of our salvation, God. We thank you for moving on our behalf. We lift your name because your name is high and lifted up, Jesus. We thank you for health and strength and moving and the movement and the ability to move our limbs, God, to see. We thank you for protection and shelter, clothes, our homes, God, our transportation, our jobs. God, we would have nothing without you, and we thank you. We thank you for angelic protection, Lord God. We praise you, God, for all of our families, each and every one of them, God. We ask that you would bless each and every one of our family members, God. And, Lord, bless those who aren't saved. Lord, we bless your name. We bless you, God. We thank you for good doctrine towards God. We praise you, and we thank you, God, for moving on our behalf and for making a way out of no way when things look so grim, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to see through that, God. Thank you for sound minds, God. We thank you, God, for the clarity that you give us. We thank you for your promises, God, for you never change because you are the same yesterday and forever. We thank you, God, for you being God for all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and answering them. We thank you for using your glory, God. We thank you for your glory, God. We thank you, Lord, for so many things, Lord God. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name.
Lord God, we ask that you just meet each and every one of the needs and petitions that each and every one of the prayer warriors have placed out, God, and we know that you're capable of meeting those needs. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for this wonderful Tuesday, God, and I ask you to just let everybody have a wonderful day as I pass the call.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. Good morning. Once again, everyone, excuse me, my throat. by chance, did we, first of all, Joanne, I apologize. I should have, you know, welcomed you further and hope that you not make this your only day that you come to this call, and hopefully there is something that you have heard that will encourage you and bless you and heal you. So with that being said, once again, by chance, did we happen to have any more new callers that have joined us a little late and didn't get an opportunity to say good morning? If so, would you like to say good morning now and let us know who you are? Okay, then Do we have anyone else that would join the call and didn't get an opportunity to say good morning, but like would like to do so now?
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's multiple people that said good morning, so I'm just going to say collectively good morning.
Good morning, Brother Eric.
Good morning, Brother Eric.
Good morning, Sister Gloria.
Good morning. Anyone else? Okay, so then if there's no one else at this time, I'm going to pass the call back over to Patricia as we go into the Love, Life, and Victory discussion. Again, everyone, have a safe day. Be blessed. God bless.
So good morning, you guys, again. I don't really have questions written down, but maybe if you were touched in some way or blessed in some way, you would like to share something, or maybe you want to ask me a question during this time.
Patty?
Yes.
This is Carol. And I've already posted something in the victory room because you blessed me. You blessed me. And though we may know the things that we know a lot of times. I'm sorry? Oh, I thought you were saying something.
Oh, no.
We know that when we are going through things, when you read your word and you know that you're going to, this life out here is not easy. But it's worth it. And we all know that. But when you're going through, sometimes you can be like, oh, Lord, help me. And it seems like I have gotten out of saying if it's not one thing, it's another, because the devil hears that and it does be one thing after another. But your declarations bless me in the sense that what really got me to was the title and how you went through, and I went through, we have some similarities in the things. Mine was a living situation, and it was very, 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 very trying and hurtful and almost physically killed me, period. And thank God that I have trusted God and moved on. But one of the things I believe that really, really stood out to me, and I'm going to be done, is the fact that you said Tanya and Dion told you that stop going back and picking it up. And that's the problem I had. I would ask God for things and trust God for things, but then when they didn't come on my time or when I thought that they would come, I'd go back and pick them up. But what we have to realize is that, and this is just my little saying, is that we have an on-time God, but it's not on our time, it's on His. So I thank you very, very much for the declaration. God bless you. And you didn't sound nervous at all. You did awesome.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Yes. When I shared that about Tanya and Dion, it wasn't just they were the only two people, but they were the two that got sick of hearing me whine and complain about the same thing. I don't want to say day in and day out, but every time I spoke, and I speak sometimes a lot, my story, my situation was always the same thing and about the same thing. And I guess the Lord said, okay, since she's not listening to me, let me place it into these ladies to speak to her, and maybe she'll hear it that way. I listened and my feelings were hurt a little bit at first, like, what? I mean, you don't want to hear what's going on, but I got it, because it's kind of like, let it go. But that meant that I was still consumed with what was going on. So, God is good. He's really good, and I know that I'm thankful for Him actually giving me, because I wrote down, I had six titles on there, but they were my titles. And it was like, oh, this doesn't sound, Lord, you know what, do you want me to put something else? And literally He gave me that title, not last night, but the night before.
Amen.
And,
Hey, good morning, Patty. This is Tanya.
Morning, Cindy.
I want to tell you how proud I am of you for the intentional strides that you made in your own healing and deliverance, the intentional strides that you made. And, you know, we didn't really get sick of hearing you. We didn't get sick of you. We wanted you to be better. In my heart, I could hear your pain, and I just wanted Patty to be better. And so, you know, sometimes when you ask the hard questions, and I was a little nervous about the way I should pose it because I didn't really know you, and I didn't want to chase you off, but I knew it came from the Lord. And so the questions that I would pose to you, you know, that were deep questions that caused you to go and turn the searchlight on yourself, you know, I was a little bit nervous, and I was so glad when I heard you, you know, continue to show up. But, you know, it's all God ordained, and it's amazing how God will use people to help in our delivery, too, but we have to be willing to listen. So thank you for all that you do and the fact that you are a witness to those that are around you and to those that have been on the call who heard your sound. Your sound is completely different now. So God bless you.
Thank you, Tanya. And, you know, I just want to share with each one of you, when I finished giving the declaration, because this was another instruction that the Lord gave to me. But I have to be honest with you, for those 2 weeks that we talked about, you know, well, I didn't talk about it, but when, you know, each person who gave the declaration that morning was sharing about, you know, people stepping up to the plate, and I told a couple people that I didn't understand why they kept, you know, bringing this up. Now, it didn't necessarily touch me then. What really got me was the Thursday that Tanya gave her declaration. And I pray after Tanya on Thursday. So when she started to give the original declaration, and she said, "I'm sorry, I thought it was over, but the Lord is telling me, you know, I need to go back to this again." First of all, the first 2 weeks, I was kind of bugged about that because I'm like, "Oh, we're not going to have this conversation all over again." I mean, are you kidding me? For 2 weeks, I was telling the Lord this. But when Tanya spoke that morning, I was too thorough. But I prayed right after her, and my prayer was, you know, something to the extent of, you know, maybe we're not being disobedient or we just don't want to be responsible, but we don't know for sure. Well, I was saying that for myself because I had already fixed in my head. I wasn't doing a declaration. I'm not on the phone. The Lord didn't put me on this call to be, you know, given a declaration. Really? So when she said that, and then we went into Love, Life, and Victory, and she asked who that statement touched. And other people said something, and she didn't really say it was you, Patty, but the way when I responded and said, "Well, I guess he was talking to me," I was mad because I mean then that I had to do a declaration, and I didn't want to do a declaration. And but the Lord said, just like he told Tanya, if you don't do the declaration, I'm not moving you on to the next, to where you're going. You're at the end of your journey. I need you to be obedient. And this is an instruction that I'm giving to you. So when she made that, I had already heard the Lord. But when I finished the declaration this morning, I heard the Lord. He's been saying this to me for the last couple of days, but I heard him say, "Your journey's over." And for me, that means a lot. That means that he's going to, this specific journey, I mean, there's going to always be journeys throughout my life, but I'm saying this specific journey is over. So things are going to be happening probably rapidly for me. And I'm gracious to each one of you who listened. I'm gracious for Tanya being obedient and all of you who played a part in, you know, bringing God's word about us needing to stand up to the plate and do something different, not just show up, but participate. Open your mouth. We hear that every day. So I thank you all. And so I want to ask if there are other people who have something that they'd like to say, or if they have a question they want to ask me.
Good morning, Patty. Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Awesome, awesome, awesome declaration.
Thank
you. You did such a good job. Oh, my goodness. I am so amazed. And I am so proud of you, and I am so glad that I was available to hear your sound this morning. You sound like a different person. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Patty. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear two people.
It's Dee Dee. I just want to tell you I love you and you did a great job. And you could talk to me about Joe. I love you. I'm going back to thank you.
Thank you, Dee Dee. The next,
hey,
the other person.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Patty. Awesome, awesome. I agree with everyone. Great declaration. You absolutely did not sound nervous. In fact, you sounded really, really comfortable, as if you had been there. While you were speaking about how the person called you out of all the people in that room, you said, first of all, you said so many things that were so rich about the process and about transitioning and about hearing from God. More importantly, that really rung out for me because you said it over and over and over again. In order to hear from God, we got to be in a position to listen. We got to be in a position to hear. So in spite of, you know, whether it be difficult or whether we like the instructions or not, because we're not going to always, you know, like them. We might be nervous. We might be fearful. We might not want to do it. But when we say yes, oh, my God, you know, that just really blessed me. And right before you talked about that scripture, behold, I shall do a new thing. As you were speaking, God was ministering to me about hearing his voice. And he was hearing, immediately that scripture came to mind, and then you turned around and said it. So what God does for me is he gives me confirmation, and I just love that. I love how he does that, you know, for all of us. And I never try to put him in a box to say he won't do something a certain way. So I just thank you. I thank you for having the heart, for having your honesty, you know, for sharing difficult moments. And even when we're uncertain, we just keep trusting and believing God and keep obeying. That was just so rich, everything you shared. I just appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Hey, Patty. Hi, this
hey.
Is Deborah. Just wanted
Hi, Deborah.
To say thank you, thank you. Wonderful declaration, wonderful testimony. And the part that stood out to me was that how you talked over and over again, how you had to get in your peace and rest in the Lord, because that's where our breakthroughs come in at.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you for that. For that part of your declaration, it's so beautiful and so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. Anybody else? So there's times that we, all of us go through our issues or not necessarily, well, issues, but there are times that we go through the moments of, because each one of us has one time or another, whether we've heard the Lord or we haven't heard the Lord, we all go through moments where we have to make a choice of what we're going to do for the Lord. There have been many times in my life where I haven't wanted to do the things that I was doing, but my main objective was is that I've been on the other side, and I didn't want to be on the other side anymore. I wanted to see what the Lord had for me, and so I had to make it up in my mind that no matter what, you know, I'm going to stand and walk with the Lord. Yes, it's painful, and I mean truly walk with the Lord. Really, and when I say that, I mean, when I said yes and I surrendered myself to the Lord, I had no idea years ago when I did this that I was going to be where I am today. I never knew that I was, I mean, I went to school, and not only do I have one degree, but I have two degrees. But I never thought that I was going to ever be in a place where I wasn't going to be able to support myself and my kids. I had three kids. He taught me those moments of, you know, standing with him and began my faith walk with him. And during that faith walk, I have was part of the journey in the faith walk. But when we say yes to the Lord, and not that you don't truly mean it, and then decide that, oh, this isn't for me, because we get to make those choices. God's a gentleman, and he doesn't interrupt that. If we say no, then he just sits back on a bench, kind of, and watches you, and he's like, gosh, when is Patty going to, you know, look at me or ask me, what do I want? It's a painful thing. I mean, I will not lie to you and say this is peaches and cream and it's wonderful, but I will tell you that walking that faith walk with the Lord or allowing the Lord to walk with you through the faith walk, I made a lot of detours sometimes, and then I get back on the path. But it's painful because it causes us to have to look at ourselves, to allow God to begin to gut us out, like when he's, you know, I don't know if you've seen a house being remodeled, but he literally guts out a house or guts out that bathroom that's going to be remodeled. And then he begins to replace those things that he wants for us as women and men back into our lives. And like I said, in that one area where I felt raw, well, that was throughout the time. You know, if someone touched me the wrong way, I could probably bleed out. That's how raw I felt. But still standing and asking the Lord, and, you know, I fought, but still standing and asking the Lord, okay, Lord, so this is what you want from me, so I need you to walk me through it, because I'm not getting it. And the good thing about our Father is that we can take our test and continue to take our test and continue to take it until we ace it, until we pass that test to move on to the next one. And that's a blessing, because we can't do that in school. You flunk the test, it's over. So anybody else like to share? I'm just kind of rambling on now.
I'd like to say something again. This is Deborah Yvonne.
Hi, Deborah.
The part of your declaration when you said, I think you said it twice, that you found out that you were delaying yourself, delaying your blessings. And that really stood out to me, because how many of us, we pray, we cry, we scream, we kick, Lord, when is it coming? Lord, when is it coming? When in fact, we are the ones that's delaying our breakthroughs, because we don't listen and obey to what the Lord would have us to do or even not to do. This is really important. It's not always to do, but even not to do. So that's why he says in Deuteronomy to be very, very careful to listen and obey his commands that he has given Patty, as he has given Deborah Yvonne, so then our life can be prosperous with success. God doesn't speak words just to speak them. Every word is God-breathed on. It's for our edification, and it's for us to take upon ourselves to really listen to every word that and the instruction that he is giving us on the individual level, because our life counts for others that's around us and also our life. Thank you.
Thank
you, Deborah.
Good
morning, Patty. It's Ms. D.
Good morning, Ms. D.
How are you this morning? Great declaration.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you for all the illustration that I was listening to. You speak, I could hear the shifting in your voice as you went through some valleys and then the mountaintop experiences you've had in your faith walk. What I really hit me was that age. You're not too old, you know, and you immediately went and talked about Moses and his talking about his handicaps that he thought would prevent him from doing the work of God. You know, and it's amazing that he still is not amazing. That's God. He continues to bring the same messages, and his words tells us about all those challenges, the challenge when we don't follow the path that's laid before us, like when they walked around in the wilderness for 40 years for choosing their own ways, you know, and then lined back up with Christ to get on the right track. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I go through those things every single day. I can hear my family through your family experience. I can hear my doubts through your doubt experiences. I can hear the joy when I listened and I got an instant response from God, you know, that stroke that the Lord said, you know, you're right where he wants you to be. And then I can hear those times when I withheld myself from doing what I sense he telling me to do. So thank you so much. I am so blessed to be able to hear you speak this morning and to ride that ride with you and to know that we have more similarities than differences when we actually get down to the nitty and the gritty of it all in this walk of life.
Yes.
We are more alike than we are different. So thank you so much for speaking a positive word back into my life this morning. Have a blessed, blessed day and a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. D. It is so true that, you know, our delays, and I kept saying, you know, because I heard people say to me, well, Patty, you took it back, and God's waiting on you. And I'm like, how is that? I'm waiting on him. But really what happens is when I, you know, those delays that I had, I was in the diversion stage for the longest time. And I've been doing this part of the journey for about three years now. So just imagine, had I gotten this way back here, maybe it wouldn't have prolonged where I was. And I'm thinking that this journey was about my mom and my brothers, when really those were the vessels that God used in my life to get Patty where he wanted Patty to be. It had nothing to do, I mean, yes, he wanted to win them back to the Lord and for reconciliation between him and them. But this journey was really about me. I mean, it was about, when I say that, I mean, he was trying to make me the woman that he wanted me to be. And so I got gutted out. And when I finally, sadly to say, but it's great to say, that when I did finally get it, I've been able to sit back and kind of look these last couple days. And, oh, my gosh, I delayed my own self from moving forward. But praise God that I did move forward, and I am where he, at least for right now, where he has me. I mean, I'm excited. I'm so excited. I don't think I can barely keep it inside. Instantly when I got done with the declaration, my nerves turned into happiness, you know, like someone said, I can hear it in your voice, the change. I feel the change myself. Something's coming, something is coming. Praise God, something is coming, and I'm excited. So, anybody else? Thank you for all who have participated thus far. No statement, no question is dumb. I'm willing to answer anything if I can.
Good morning, Patty.
This is Imani. I'm sorry. This is Imani. I just thank you for your declaration. I like the way that you paced yourself, the timing, and the content. Thank you for allowing your trumpet to sound. It was really, really powerful. And you're so welcome. I really enjoy when you speak and just going through the journey with you, with your family, and seeing that you finally obeyed the voice of God and God told you what your next step is going to be. That's powerful. So thank you for allowing us to go on this journey with you. We're here.
Thank you for all coming along with me.
You're welcome.
I heard somebody else.
Yeah, this is Trina. Thank you, Patty.
Hi,
for the declaration. It touched me so much. The part that touched me the most was the footsteps. How God ordered your footsteps with giving you scriptures after scriptures. Also, when to stay in peace, to hear God's voice, because I'm in a journey right now, and he's giving me songs. And also, I, too, my life was put on hold for my mom. I took care of her all through for 14 years until she transitioned last year. So thank you so much for your declaration. Have a blessed day.
You too, Trina. You know, the scriptures that God placed in my heart, because there were times that it was just me. I mean, I had a couple people that I was accountable to, but there were a lot of times where, you know, I had to be by myself. Well, I wasn't alone, but I was alone. I mean, I didn't have, you know, all of those friends that I used to have, you know, back in the day. He literally taught me how to encourage myself. And so he would say, Patty, go to that verse. Look at those verses that you have plastered all over the wall and all over the mirror. And in my own house, I had it, you know, I even had it in my bathroom and stuff, but I didn't do that here. But, you know, those scriptures were scriptures that, you know, when I was about to, you know, go off on Joe, because he was going off on me, I would hear the Lord say, don't be surprised by the fiery ordeal. I mean, and I literally would stop in the midst of getting ready to go crazy on him. And he looked at me like, what's the deal? And so the scriptures were things that kept me encouraged, promises that I held on to. But Lord, you said you were going to do this, so that means I need to do this. You know, and he literally walked me through this. I tell you, I can say today, honestly, that yes, there's been a lot of pain, but the Lord loved me through that pain. He walked me through that pain. I mean, I allowed him to do that. So those scriptures were very powerful to me, and that was a very minute part of scriptures, because I kept saying, which one? You know, I might have got five or six on one of the episodes of me walking through sacrifice or what have you. So I picked one that, you know, really was, I had to pick one so that I wasn't giving you guys the whole Bible during the declaration. So is there anyone else? Because I have 7:32, and I don't know if, you know, what we should do from here, if there's not any more, anything else that someone wants to say.
Hello.
I don't.
Hello, Sister Patty?
Yes.
Hi, this is Brother Eric. I want to say what just a wonderful job that you have done. I totally agree with everybody. I love the Bible. I love God's Word, especially the Old Testament, because the stories are so rich about, you know, the men and women of God and what they went through and their personal relationships. I just want to say that your statement made that relationship and how a person seeks come alive. You know, it was personal. You were transparent, and as you were doing the declaration, I could visualize. It was like I was there with you, you know. And one of the things that really inspired me was your courage, your you know, that you complained, and I saw all the elements of the men and women that I read in the Bible. I saw it encapsulated in your declaration. And this is what we need, you know, for those of us who can't grasp the Bible in a very personal way. We need declarations like these to let us know that we serve a God that is living, and that speaks to us even today. You know, your relationship with God and His growth and the strengthening of your sound and the difference in your sound and when you started and where it is now is a very powerful testimony. It was compelling. It was intense. It was inspirational. And it really touched me. It really, really, really touched me. And I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for allowing God to use you and to step forth. And I know God has great things in store for you. And just thank you for blessing us this morning. God bless you.
Thank you, Eric, so much for talking and speaking. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to what God has also. I was going to say something, but I lost my train of thought. But thank you very much for talking. It means a lot. Anyone else? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sister Gloria. I joined late,
hi,
but praise God. I heard your whole declaration. I don't remember the name of it though.
Where's your coat?
Huh?
You need to put your shirt,
Deborah,
in your pants.
Can you put yourself on?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem.
Oh.
No problem. It's okay. It happens. The name of my the declaration was called "Hearing God Through Difficult Times."
Oh, praise God. I'm in awe because I cried through it. I saw myself in it, and hallelujah. You just confirmed for me that it's not too late, that it's not too late, because I have been given so many gifts and revelations of things that He wants me to do, and I didn't do them, and I kept saying, well, is it too late? And you just confirmed for me, and I thank God for you, because it's not too late. It's not too late,
amen,
because those dreams are still alive in me, and as I'm yielding to Him, He's showing me that they'll yet come. So I just praise God for your testimony and the scriptures, and I take this as a personal revelation to me that I too can do what He's called me to do. So I thank God for your obedience and for your walk and your sharing with us today.
Thank you, Sister Gloria.
You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, God has something that He wants you to do, and just allow Him to walk you through it.
Praise God. I am.
Yeah.
And He is. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
Patty, this is Moni.
Yes. Hi, Moni.
Hi, I came somewhere where I could talk real quick. I just wanted to thank you. You did an awesome job.
Thank you.
I know I've had the privilege of walking a lot of that with you because, you know, we've been friends for a long time, so I've got to see, a lot of this play out for you, and to hear you today, this is breakthrough like crazy, because I knew that this is part of your process that, you know, in your releasing stage, like you were talking about all the different stages that you went through, you know, this very declaration, as little as it may seem to other people, it's really a big thing because it's part of your releasing process. And I didn't want to, you know, really think about that because it's like, oh, wow, this story's really unfolding, you know, the way that God said it was going to unfold. So, you know, truth is coming out of today for your story. And it's amazing and beautiful at the same time to see that God gave you a promise and He is really doing it, you know, even though it took a long time and you had to persevere and endure a lot of the pain and a lot of the different stages you were speaking of. It's really a beautiful thing now to start to see the light at the end of the tunnel and to be somebody who was in your audience and who was able to see this unfold before my very eye is not only affecting you, but it's affecting me profoundly because I'm seeing God being revealed in your story. So, you know, and I thank God that I was able to really stop, you know, and look at that, not just live my own life, but to look at somebody else's life and really be impacted by it and amazed and in awe, because that's really what I am, you know, to be able to see this come to fruition. You know, it's like, oh, wow, wow, really? And there were times when I doubted your story, like, I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Can't be, no. You know, I had dealt with, just like you did, with, you know, with some of the same things that you had. I was like, no, God, you know, that can't possibly happen for her. But, you know, to see things, you know, through his eyes, he's really changed me, you know. And so this has really been a privilege for me to see this unfold in front of my very eyes, your life, and how he's bringing it all together, and how he truly is showing. Age doesn't matter. Nothing matters. With God, nothing matters. Nothing. Nothing.
Amen.
If God says it, he's going to do it. And it doesn't matter. Just like with some of the older biblical characters, they were older in their ages. They weren't gifted. They had nothing. They came from nothing. God can turn nothing into something. He can. And he's the only one that can. And once you put your trust in him, he will see it to the end. Once you stop to listen for the plans that he has for you, he will show you things that are just unimaginable, you know? Mm. And so it's a beautiful thing. And so, again, I'm happy for you today. Today has set a milestone in Patty's story. I heard the change in your voice. I did. It was like, it made me want to cry because it's like, oh, my God, you're serious, God. You serious, God? Are you serious? You're really doing this. You're really taking her from glory to glory to glory to glory. That's what he's doing. And it's just a beautiful thing to see. I needed to share that with you. And thank you so much for your declaration, for stepping out today. And just be blessed, Patty. Just be blessed. You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you. So there's been times that, I mean, I only gave you guys brief things that have taken place, but there were days that I called Monique crying. I can't do this no more, Monique. This is way too much. And I only gave you the journey for the 3 years that I was been in this house, but the journey actually started a while ago. There were just different sections of it. And again, you know, God taking taking my life and once I surrendered it to him and doing the changes, little did I know that they were going to be so painful. And once I gave him my life and permission to do what he needed to do, I think I said before, I never dreamed that I would be able to live in my own house and not have, I didn't work. I mean, at a point, after my business I ran a business for 20 plus years after I had to have early retirement as being a accountant. And I ran a business, and then the business slowed down, and but it was the beginning process. These were processes that God took me through. So he's actually been taking me through through different steps of this phase for some years now, and I was I had a lot of stuff inside of me that I didn't even know was there that he needed to clean out. And so would anyone else like to speak?
Good morning, this is Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth.
I just want to say Howard. Thank you for how well is to be expected. I just want to say thank you for your declaration, your heartfelt declaration, the transparency
and just a willingness to do it. I saw myself in a lot of those areas, but I just want to thank you for the declaration. That's all. It was just precious. I tell you, I'm blessed by it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ruth, so much. And, you know, I have to just, you know, I need to turn the spotlight on you for a second, because when you just your faithfulness from the time that you got on the phone that morning and shared with us about what was going on with your brother till today. I mean, I have prayed for you, and I have prayed for you because my heart felt your pain. And the fact that you continue to hold on to the Lord was amazed, because it wasn't like you had to, you know, someone had to come and say, hey, you know what, we got to pray, we got to go over and get Ruth because she's losing it. You were faithful. I mean, you were determined to walk with the Lord. And, you know, for that, I have to tell you, that did something to me. And so I just wanted to give you that, because I haven't really talked to you or anything, but I wanted to share that with you and all of the call, because I think it's a precious moment. And the Lord, like, has you sitting in his hand right now with his arms around you, not allowing or allowing you to be to get that extra love and comfort. I mean, you've been praying for everyone else. And I mean, maybe I heard you say, I need you to pray for me. I have heard you pray for everyone else, your family members, and that's just touching to me. Because my day's coming, maybe in a different manner, but my day's coming, and it was a lesson learned that I learned from you. And so I'm grateful to you for that. Thank you.
Oh, I'm thank you for that. I didn't expect that. I'm grateful to you all, because I feel like, and I say it again, you guys are like my family. Dion and Tanya are like my aunties, and you know, Barbara, they're my aunties, and, you know, yeah. Lisa, you know, Lisa is my attorney. You know, you guys are my family. I love you, and you're the same family that I prayed for in 2009. I keep saying that because I didn't know that back in 2009 that I would be dedicated to the call, and yes, since my brother has passed, I have sleepless nights, so I'm up at 3 o'clock waiting for the call. And it's funny because I was up at 4, then it was 4:50. I'm like, okay, I got an hour. And then I guess I got some sleep somewhere in there. And then I woke up, it was 5:55. I'm like, oh, yes, I got 5 minutes to the call. I've never waited for the call like I'll wait for it now. I am so grateful. I could not make it without you guys. I thank you for the people that are praying for me that don't even say it. I'm just grateful to all you guys. I love you. You are my family.
And this was a time where the Lord was showing you what he's given to you and where you are today versus where you were 6 months ago or a year ago. He wanted to show you yourself. He wanted to show you that you have strengthened me, that you have grown. So if you didn't see that, I saw it. And I'm telling you that because that's what he just brought to mind while you were talking. He wanted you to know that you aren't that baby Christian, if that's what you were feeling. Today you are not that baby Christian. God has grown you to the woman, and he's growing you into that woman that he wants you to be. So praise God for that.
Thank you. I will.
Susie, I just want to say thank you for the declaration. I'm about to walk in my office, but I appreciate you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Barbara.
This is Patty.
You. It's Patty. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry, Patty.
It's okay, Barbara.
But I meant Patty.
I know.
I was writing as you were talking. Your declaration has been a real blessing. I've been on the call a while, and I've heard you grow. God is really blessing you, and he's strengthening you. You're that light that we all need to be around our family. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And Ruth,
Barbara,
you know I love you. I'm proud of you too.
Yes, Auntie Barbara.
Thank you, Auntie Barbara.
Good morning. This is Brother Cornell from San Francisco. I just want to thank you for the declaration this morning, and thank you for sharing with us, and keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you too, Cornell from San Francisco.
Patty, this is Dee Dee for the last time for real, because my medicine is kicking in, and I feel like I don't know what they gave me, but it's strong. I wanted to read this to you. It says, you have to grow from the inside out. No one can teach you. None can make you spiritual. There's no other teacher but your own soul. So I'm so proud of you, big sister. And like Ruth, I love you. Everybody on this call, we have grown together. And it's so intimate, if that makes any sense. I feel connected to those that I have never even seen in person, like Andrew, and I got to see Diamond Gale when she came to the event, but just those that I've never seen face-to-face, Deborah Yvonne, and so many, but the love is real, and it's beautiful. It's just beautiful to have this, especially not just this time of year, but all the time. We know that if we could just reach one person, if it's through Facebook, some of us have exchanged phone numbers, but when we're at our low points, we know that we have serious warriors on the line that will check on us and give us that lift that we need. Because it gets hard, no matter how spiritual or how deep, or we can know all 66 books and all the verses, but it gets low sometimes. And just to have someone there, and I just want to tell you, I appreciate you. I agree with Moni. I'm laying here listening to you, and I'm like, did she say she was nervous? Because you didn't sound nervous at all. You sound bold, and it was
I have to tell you guys
and
this.
It blessed me to the most. I'm so serious, sister. So I want to
Dee
Dee. Tell you I love you.
I love you, too. I didn't really share this with you guys. I'm sorry. My mom, I had to rush my mom to the hospital yesterday, and I kept thinking, I can't go to the hospital. I still need to fine-tune my declaration again, because I fine-tuned it like 20 times. And so I said, okay, Lord, I'm not going to think about it because I know you got this. And so I was there till really late hours. I came home this morning, actually, like about 2 or so. And I lifted up my papers that I had written out my declaration on, and I told the Lord, okay, I'm nervous, Lord, and I can't even go to sleep. I'm so nervous already. And so I woke up my daughter, and I said, I need you to listen to me read this declaration. She said, are you kidding? No, because I need you to listen to it. So she goes, Mom, your voice sounds really crackly. You need to pray about that, because you sound crackly and it's going to come across as you, you know, being nervous and everything. I said, you're making me more nervous. So thank you, Dee Dee, because I was nervous. Like, I shook through the whole time. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, there was another caller that wanted to say something.
This is Kendra, and I'm more than just a caller. I'm a victor. But good morning,
hallelujah.
Everyone. And I just,
good morning.
I just want to piggyback on what Dee Dee said about the call. Your declaration, thank you so much for it. It really didn't absorb into my brain. I had to just define the right words to where it applied. I had to use my train of thought to apply it to my life and make it effective as of today. But just to piggyback on what Dee Dee said, I don't know where I would be without this call. And I originally called it when my dad died last year. And I think, was it last year? Last year. But we are just like a support and encouragement to one another. And I really hold Dion up in prayer and thank her for that, you know, because she's like the originator and the founder and all of it. But God, we are related to Jesus anyway, you know. And I see, even if it's believers that I don't know personally or whatever it is, I'm like, you know, Jesus. Well, we're related to Jesus, you know what I mean? Because it's like, this call has helped me to grow also, because I've always repped Christ unashamed. Always. I'm unashamed because I thank God I don't look like what I've been through. But based on the true life story, we are all related to Jesus, brother. And, you know, we all are going to meet face-to-face in glory one day. With that, I'm going back on mute. But thank you so much for everybody.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
Good morning, Patty. This is Juliet.
Good morning, Juliet.
I just wanted to say I enjoyed your declaration. I really enjoyed
you talking us through the fact that, you know, God was saying that it wasn't too late for you. And I remember you spoke into my life just a couple of maybe months ago when I was talking about, you know, the talents and stuff that God has in me. But one things that I really want to, you know, kind of shed some light on and just say how much I appreciate you for is walking us through the journey of how God was speaking to you. Because, you know, there's a scripture that says that, you know, I think it's in Isaiah 60, says, "Behold, darkness shall come on the earth and gross darkness to people. Mm. But the Lord shall rise upon you and his glory shall, you know, be seen upon you." So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know, you've taken us through this journey, but it's showing us how God is speaking to you in this day and time, you know. And that to me is like that shining light, you know, because the world is getting darker as we continue to live here, exist here. But God is letting us know that he's still here through people like you, through, you know, or, you know, that he's still speaking through people like you, which gives, you know, us hope. You know, especially when you're going through, you look on the TV and you see all this stuff going on over, you know, different things, war here and murder here. And, you know, you sometimes become, you know, become numb and say, "Where's God?" You know, but then you hear a declaration like that. I appreciate you for telling us your story and letting us know how much God is still present and he's speaking today.
Okay.
Thank you,
Juliet. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anyone else have something that they would like to say? We're coming close to the hour, and I'd like to be respectful of everyone's time. So if there's not someone else who would like to speak, I'd like to close out. I would like to close out, first of all, by I want to say Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 again, where God tells us to trust in him with all of our hearts, and to not lean to thy own understanding, but to acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct thy path. And I'm going to close out with prayer, and I would like to release each one of you in the prayer. So if no one else has anything else to say, I'm going to go ahead and do that now. Father God, I come to you this morning, Lord, and I first and foremost thank you so much, Lord, for showing up, for you literally leading me through this declaration, Lord God. And I thank you for each one of us who are on this line this morning, this call. Father, I thank you for all the support that was given, Lord, because you know that I was hesitant to do this. But I thank you for each one of the people that are on the line this morning, Father. I thank you for the opportunity of being able to share the declaration today, Lord. And I pray that you give each one of us a good day, that you would bless us and the things that we have to do. This is Tell It Tuesday, and I ask that you would be with each one as they go their own directions, Lord, and bless this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you guys, I love each one of you, and I thank you again, and have a great day.
Love you too, Patty. Bye.
Bye.
Love you, Patty.
Love you, Patty.
Love you too.
Love you too, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Yes.
You too.
Bye-bye.